知行英语 Listen and share。
Floating head and a cat， 漂浮的女头，神秘的野猫。My father has lived in Aspen, Colorado for over 20 years during the ski season, November to April, as he is an avid skier.I lived in my father's house for a year and a half in 1990 to 1991 when I was working at a gallery in Aspen. But no experiences except for being extremely uncomfortable in the downstairs area. Recently, that changed. I'm married now, and my husband, son, and I went to visit my father over the holidays. My brother, his wife,and his three children were visiting as well, and were already there. My father's home is two-level, four-bedroom house in Snowmass Village. It was built in the 70s, and he is the second owner. I know nothing about the first owner. There are two bedrooms downstairs with a full bath, a workout room, a laundry room, and a sauna room or ski storage area.The house is built into the side of the mountain, so there are no windows for the downstairs bathroom, workout, laundry, and sauna room. The windows for the two bedrooms are not as expansive or bright as the rooms on the floors above, so it can appear pretty dim in the rooms down there, especially the second bedroom furthest from the stairs and closest to the other dark rooms.
作为一名滑雪爱好者，我父亲每年都会在滑雪季节，也就是每年的十一月到来年的四月，搬到科罗拉多州的阿斯彭居住。如今在这里已经居住了20多年。他的这座房子，我只是在1990年到1991年住了一年半。其实我正在阿斯彭的一家展览馆工作。在此期间，除了这座房子的楼下部分感到极其不舒服之外，也没有什么特别的感受。不过最近这种感觉不同了，如今我已经结婚生子。那是在一个假日，丈夫、儿子还有我来到这里看望父亲，而我弟弟当时跟他妻子和他的三个孩子也正好来看父亲。这座房子地处巨雪山庄，建于上个世纪70年代，共有2层，4间卧室。我父亲是这座房子的第二任房主，而对于第一任房主我一无所知。楼下有2间卧室，一个厕所，一个健身房，一间洗衣房，此外还有一个桑拿间和雪橇放置区。这座房子在建造时是傍山而建，所以底层的厕所、健身房、洗衣房以及桑拿间都没有窗户，漆黑一片。而2间卧室的窗户跟楼上的比起来也是又小又暗，所以下到这里就会觉得昏暗迷茫，暗淡无光。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
My father has lived in Aspen, Colorado for over 20 years during the ski season, November to April, as he is an avid skier.
作为一名滑雪爱好者，我父亲每年都会在滑雪季节，也就是每年的十一月到来年的四月，搬到科罗拉多州的阿斯彭居住。如今在这里已经居住了20多年。
I lived in my father's house for a year and a half in 1990 to 1991, when I was working at a gallery in Aspen, but had no experiences except for being extremely uncomfortable in the downstairs area.
他的这座房子，我只是在1990年到1991年住了一年半。其实我正在阿斯彭的一家展览馆工作，在此期间，除了对这座房子的楼下部分感到极其不舒服之外，也没有什么特别的感受。
Recently, that changed.
不过，最近这种感觉可不同了。
I'm married now, and my husband, son, and I went to visit my father over the holidays.
如今，我已经结婚生子，在假日，丈夫、儿子还有我来到这里看望父亲。
My brother, his wife, and his three children were visiting as well, and were already there.
而我弟弟当时跟他妻子和他的三个孩子也正好来看父亲。
My father's home is two-level, four-bedroom house in Snowmass Village. It was built in the 70s.
这座房子地处雪山庄，建于上个世纪七十年代，共有两层，四间卧室。
And he is the second owner.I know nothing about the first owner.
我父亲是这座房子的第二任房主，而对于第一任房主我一无所知。
There are two bedrooms downstairs with a full bath, a workout room, a laundry room, and a sauna room or ski storage area.
楼下有两间卧室，一个厕所，一个健身房，一间洗衣房。此外，还有一个桑拿间和雪橇放置区。
The house is built into the side of the mountain, so there are no windows for the downstairs bathroom, workout, laundry, and sauna room.
这座房子在建造时是傍山而建，所以底层的厕所、健身房、洗衣房以及桑拿间都没有窗户，漆黑一片。
The windows for the two bedrooms are not as expansive or bright as the rooms on the floors above.So appear pretty dim in the rooms down there, especially the second bedroom furthest from the stairs and closest to the other dark rooms.
而两间卧室的窗户跟楼上的比起来也是又小又暗，所以下到这里就会觉得昏暗迷蒙，暗淡无光。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Season, 季节时期，文章里的 ski season 指的就是滑雪的旺季。如果我们说 fruit season， 意思就是大量出产水果的季节。此外，如果要说雨季，就可以用 rainy season， 旺季就是 high season。 我们这里可以学习一个词组 in season， 意思就是应时的，正合时令的。比如说Fruit is cheapest in season. 应时水果最便宜。
Experience.
经历。我们注意到这个词在文章中是以复数形式出现的。也就是说是一个可数名词。我们要指出的 experience 这个词还可以表示经验。这时它是一个不可数名词。比如说
experience is their best teacher.
经验是他们最好的老师。
Yesterday afternoon, Frank Hawkins was telling me about his experiences as a young man.
昨天下午，弗兰克·霍金斯给我讲述他年轻时的经历。
Except for,
除了什么以外，比如说
,The composition is quite good, except for the spelling.
这篇文章除了拼写以外，其他都不错。
As well,
是一个副词短语，意思是也同样，类似于 to。 它一般放在句末，例如
I'm coming to London and my sister's coming as well。
我要来伦敦，我妹妹也会来。我们这里可以学习一个和 as well 形式上很接近的片语
as well as。
同样也是表示也和，但 as well as 是一个连接词。比如说
Lily as well as her parents is very fond of classical music.
莉莉和她的父母都很喜欢古典音乐。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能只喊。